Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, saluting Earth Day on April 22nd with an ongoing commitment to help offset carbon emissions with sustainable harvesting of Missouri forests. Details at choosewood.com.
I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love.
I'm Sarah Fenske, and that's my favorite love song, I've Got the World on a String. This is St. Louis on the Air.
Anytime I move my finger, lucky me, can't you see I'm in love? Life is a beautiful thing.
As Valentine's Day approaches, we asked area songwriters to share the best love song they've written, as well as some of their favorite love songs by other artists. You'll hear songs that cover everything from infatuation to the love forged by decades of marriage. You may recognize some of the tracks. Others may be a nice addition to your playlist. So let's take a listen first to our conversation with David Beeman. He is a songwriter, producer, and multi-instrumentalist who owns a recording studio in St. Louis. It's called Native Sound.
My favorite love song that I've written is called Perfect Portrait, inspired by my current partner, Carly. Perfect Portrait, the phrase, comes from sort of a more intimate moment with my partner where you are maybe making out perhaps, and you see them with the ceiling and the crown molding and it looks like a picture frame, and you just think that they're so beautiful and wonderful. They just look like a perfect portrait in that moment.
Feel like a thief, I'm drunk, my getting caught. I'm drunk and solid, my mug shot.
My current favorite love song is I Love You Honey Bear by an artist, Father John Misty, out of LA. I actually happen to work for this group on the road, so there's a number of things that go into this for me. First of all, as a song itself, I'm amazed that it says all these wonderful things that are, none of them are cliches at all. They're not lyrics I've heard in other songs. And they're really expressing some universality in a way that is not cliche.
But everything is fine. Don't give in to despair. 'Cause I love.
Another reason that this song is my current all-time favorite is just witnessing it on the road over and over and over, literally hundreds of times, and just seeing sort of the euphoria and the coming together and the joy and embrace in the crowd night after night just always brought me so much joy. And I guess in a time like now, just really being able to look back on that and miss that and hope for that again gives me something to look forward to, makes me happy.
My name's Beth Bombara, and a love song that I wrote more recently is called Tenderhearted. It's actually about my husband. And when I met him, he kind of had this little, like a wall up. And so one of the lines in the song says, "You're a little rough around the edges, but don't let that fool you." So it's just kind of takes a little peek into our relationship and details our journey a little bit.
I got a tender-hearted lover who feeds my soul, knows how to make me smile when I just don't wanna, dries my tears in the middle of the night, when we're close, everything is all right.
When I finished writing the song, I went somewhere else to write it. I come back home and I said, hey, I think I have this new song. Let me play it for you. And he just got really quiet. And he knew right away that it was about him and kind of about us. And I think he really appreciated that sentiment. I think an amazing love song is Make You Feel My Love by Bob Dylan.
When the rain is blowing in your face and the whole world is on your case, I could offer you a warm embrace to make you feel my.
It's interesting to me, he put that out in 1997. And so that's kind of a little bit later in his career, but it's just a wonderful ballad. It's fairly simple, yet it paints a beautiful picture of love. And it comes back to this feeling, it evokes just these feelings of, you would do anything for somebody. You love somebody that much. You'd go hungry, you'd go black and blue. That's a line from the song. But also it talks about storms raging, and you know, every relationship goes through storms, and I think that's something important to remember.
I've known it from the moment that we met, no doubt in my mind where you belong.
That's singer-songwriter Beth Bombara and her favorite love song, Make You Feel My Love by Bob Dylan. We'll hear next from singer-songwriter and creative director Trayvon Griffith, better known as Trey G. He wrote the song Next to You a few years ago when he found himself falling in love with his current partner.
You got my flames so igniting. So tell me if you feel the
I actually fell in love, and the song is about them. So the lyrics says, sitting in the car talking for hours, when I'm with you, nothing even matters. We used to literally talk in the car for over a year, and we're literally just platonic friends. And it kind of just came from there. So it's actually about my partner because now I'm married.
Used to sit in my car talking for hours, when I'm with you, nothing really matters. Wanna hold on forever. Can't focus when we're together. No matter how hard I try.
I do believe that this song is the first burst of love that you feel for someone. It's not like your typical love ballad. It's very upbeat, lighthearted, fun. So yeah, I believe it's definitely the beginning stages of their relationship, for sure.
Now I can't sleep unless I'm next to you. I don't even drink unless it's about you. Now I can't eat when I'm without you. Can't breathe when I'm without you. Can't be when I'm without you.
My all-time favorite love song, I would have to say it is Stevie Wonder, Ribbon in the Sky. First of all, let's talk about just Stevie Wonder as a whole, like songwriter goat for sure. It's probably one of the first love songs I was probably introduced to as a child. That CD that has that song from Stevie Wonder is actually one of my favorite CDs of all times. But Yeah, so I started playing piano when I was growing up. So, of course, I tried to learn the chords to the song. I didn't even necessarily know what the song was all the way about. I just knew how great and melodic it sounded and how it kind of just transformed me into this feeling. I later learned what the actual song was about. It was actually about his daughter. So it wasn't even necessarily about, you know, like a romantic love per se. But yeah, I think it's one of the most iconic love songs ever.
Hello, my name is Tonina, and the song that I chose is my song Esperanza by David Gomez and myself. Ojalá la pudiera hacer. Nunca creí abrazaría a mi esperanza. El sol en los ojos. When David and I originally wrote this tune, the main inspiration behind it was the two people that are super important to us, and that is his daughter Mia and my niece Esperanza. So we wanted to write a song that embodied our love for our kids in our life. And especially during Valentine's Day, around this time, I would love for people to think about the love that's not the romantic love and not really focus on that as much as, like, you know, it's all around us in media and stuff. I would love for people to share the love, you know, with their family, with their friends, you know, with their animals. There's so much love to give and to be multiplied. Could see her too. My favorite all-time love song is Que Lío by Hector Lavoe, and it's not your traditional romantic, you know, doo-wop love song. It's a song of heartache, and it's a salsa classic that really illustrates how hurtful and painful it is to lose a love and the destruction, you know, the destruction of your mind and like your heart breaking. It's like super dramatic, but it's my favorite love song because it really puts in perspective what it would be like to lose somebody you love. Cuando a su mamá llamó, tengo un pollo sabrosito con el que quiero casarme. I think about losing people in my own life, no matter if it's romantic or not, just how broken I would be. And it makes me want to like send that text out to somebody and catch up with them, because I'm so scared of losing people. I have not so far had that experience of losing someone very close to me. And I think about it sometimes and how much it would destroy me. So him putting it into song really puts it in perspective for me and makes me want to cherish my people.
That's singer-songwriter Tonina Saputo. This is St. Louis on the Air. I'm Sarah Fenske. In gearing up for Valentine's Day this Sunday, we asked some of our favorite St. Louis songwriters to share their favorite love songs. We hope these tracks bring you warmth and joy as you think about the people you love this February. Evan Salt and Paige Brubeck make up Sleepy Kitty, a two-piece indie rock band from St. Louis. When asked about their favorite love songs, they both immediately recalled one of the couple's very first recordings together.
Well, the very first song that we ever recorded together was for a presumed compilation of Huey Lewis songs, and it's Doing It All for My Baby. And we recorded it in Chicago together, and I think of it as the theme of our lives in some ways together.
we first started dating, and then we started playing music together and then making screen prints together. And basically we just had so many things that we both individually liked, and it just kept making sense to be like, well, let's do that together. And this song, the arrangement, and but also the lyrics, it does feel like it had a lot to do with what we were doing at that time, but also led us to next collaborations, both personally together and also artistically.
Doing it all for my baby. Evening. It's been a busy day.
Also, I will say, we were living in Chicago when we decided to make our relationship permanent, but we wanted to do that at the City Museum, a place that we had visited before. So we came down to St. Louis, having no idea that we would move to St. Louis later, and had our event, which we called a welding, at the City Museum. And Doing It All for My Baby was the theme song. And we gave a copy of our music to the City Museum. And I believe every once in a while, you will hear it over their speakers when you're at the City Museum, which is one of the biggest compliments they could give our relationship or our music. I would have to say my all-time favorite love song is Birdhouse in My Soul by They Might Be Giants. There's something about the idea of building a birdhouse in somebody's soul that is pretty much how I feel about the excitement of love and discovering somebody and wanting to burrow into their lives and having them burrow into yours. And the humble request to let me be the only bee in your bonnet is another thing that I feel about love, just kind of buzzing around in one another's experiences and contributing to one another's lives.
My favorite love song, I think, would have to be I'll Be Your Mirror by the Velvet Underground. And I didn't really think of this as specifically a love song until we were thinking about this question. And when I look at the lyrics, I really love that it kind of talks about intimately looking at someone where you can just see so much wonderfulness in a person.
I find it hard to believe you don't know the beauty you are. But if you don't, let me be your eyes, a hand to your darkness, so you won't be afraid when you think the night has in your mind that inside you're twisted and unkind. Let me stand to show that you are blind. Please put down your head.
Evan Salt and Paige Brubeck make up the indie rock band duo Sleepy Kitty. We'll hear next from local musician John Henry. He says love songs aren't just about infatuation, but about resilience. Case in point is one track off his latest album, Out at Sea. The song is called Time to Dance Again, and he says it was inspired by his relationship with his wife.
I've spent the last few years down in a hole, punched at the air, kicked at the walls. My heart was still open, just had to find you again.
I wanted to convey a very deep adult type of love that I feel for my wife. For me, especially when I was starting out, a lot of the songs were like these, teenage love, infatuations, the first time that you're, I liked a girl, a girl liked me back. And I think as you progress, and you get older, that definition and feeling of love changes. It becomes more of a lasting thing that you want to protect and that, really is at the center and core of my life and wanting to be the best that I could be for her and be the best I could be for myself as well.
something that can only be found when you love something more than the things you believe in. Learning to love in a place you never have been.
My all-time favorite love song right now is a song by the Avett Brothers called Swept Away. I first heard it at a time in my life. I was in my mid to late 20s. I was on the road a ton, playing a lot of shows with the band, and it has a sense of longing of wanting to be back with, you know, the person that you love. And for me, that was Claire. We're married now, but at the time we were, you know, dating, and I missed her a lot. And that was a song that, you know, summed up a lot of how I was feeling being gone a lot. And then ultimately it was a song that we actually had played during our wedding. So it became full circle. And it's a song that I listen to a lot and I still love today.
Well, you send my life whirling, darling, when you're twirling on the floor. And who cares about tomorrow? What more is tomorrow than another day? When you swept me away, yeah, you swept me away.
My name is Kevin Buckley, and I'm from the band Grace Basement. And I've brought in a song today that's on the Grace Basement record, Wheel Within a Wheel, and the song is called Live Forever.
I forget about my ego and the path I struggle through. These things are not important when I'm spending time with you. You love me not for riches, nor for gifts I have received. No talent, nor for anything that I have that you need. I want to live forever with you.
So the song was primarily written for my wife, Sarah, but I don't think it's necessarily exclusive to like a romantic love. I just gotten back from visiting with my brother, and he had just told me that they were going to have their first child, you know, and I got home and I was missing my wife, and I got home and I was just all this kind of like very positive feelings, positive feelings. But I mean, but I was also kind of sad, you know what I mean? Like for whatever reason, I was also just kind of thinking about like having all these great things and how you don't really have them forever. You know, it's going to go. Either you're going to go or they're going to go. So it's if for a love song, it's kind of a bummer. But I think that's okay. So my favorite love song of the moment is a song called True Love Travels on a Gravel Road. I discovered it on a Nick Lowe record that came out in 1994. And then I did some more research on the song, and it was recorded by Elvis and Percy Sledge. And I believe the Highwaymen recorded it. And it was written by Dallas Frazier and A.L. Owens in the late 60s.
And still not turn cold.
There's a certain dedication and loyalty that comes across in the song that I think could be really corny and cheesy, but kind of seems like kind of heroic in this context. And I think that's maybe one of the things that makes the song kind of interesting. Like there's a bit of a fight to it, and it's not easy.
Down through the years,
we've had hard times.
That's musician Kevin Buckley. We're thankful to him and to the other artists who shared their favorite love songs with us. That's John Henry, Tonina Saputo, Sleepy Kitty, Trey G, Beth Bombara, and David Beeman. Tomorrow on St. Louis on the Air, we'll let you in on plants for a native garden designed for your backyard and free to download. We'll also talk to the author of a new book exploring the lives of teenage girls around the world. And we'll explore the troubling factors leading to a recent increase in hair loss, particularly for women of color. St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. That's 90.7 KWMU. Thank you for listening. I'm Sarah Fenske.
Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, saluting Earth Day on April 22nd with an ongoing commitment to help offset carbon emissions with sustainable harvesting of Missouri forests. Details at choosewood.com.